Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Marcy Topol of the 147th Legislative District in Montgomery County. Representative Topol, welcome to this report to your constituents. A lot of action in the House of Representatives these first couple of weeks of voting session, and a lot of bills have been coming across the desk. What are some of the efforts that the House of Representatives has been working on here in the first couple of weeks?
This week we're looking at some government reform measures. They include tightening regulations on lobbyists. They're going to increase penalties for those that violate the state's disclosure laws. And we're going to prohibit the General Assembly from forming nonprofit organizations which receive public funds. In addition to that, we will extend whistleblower protections to public employees.
And there's also a bill that has been put forth that would really give people a look at the financial information of state government. What's that about?
That bill is called PennWatch, and what that would do is put all of state spending online. Constituents could go on to the website and could just click on the PennWatch portal, and they could see government spending. It would be a click away.
I know a lot of people will be glad to be able to get a handle on that. There's also been a lot of talk about health care, and I know that there is a new committee in the House, the Health Committee. They've separated health and welfare, and they're working on some important legislation that could address some of the concerns many people have with the federal health insurance mandates that have been coming down. What's going on here?
Well, I'm a member of the Health Committee. Last session, I was a member of the Health and Human Services Committee. We're going to be looking at House Bill 42 in committee, and we'll be hearing testimony regarding that bill. That bill deals with protecting the rights of individuals to choose to purchase health insurance, and it will remove the government option of fining individuals who choose not to take insurance, and I think that's an important step in protecting a patient's rights.
There's also been a lot of talk about legislation that was vetoed last year, including some important updates to Megan's Law, and I understand that some of those bills may be coming up on the House calendar quite soon.
Yes, last session we did pass an important Megan's Law that closed a loophole on transient sexual offenders. They've been convicted either in other states or they became homeless at some time in the state. So this will close that loophole that previously allowed them to move around the state without registering with the state police. It's an important law. Last session, there was an amendment that caused the governor to veto. So we need to get it in place. It's supported by the district attorneys in the state, and that it's going to sail through the House and the Senate, hopefully.
There's also a lot of fiscal concerns with the budget coming up. And one of the places that people have been considering looking for savings has been the welfare budget. And I understand there may be a package of legislation coming up that could address some of these issues. What's going on here?
Yes, in the next few weeks, we'll be seeing some welfare reform bills that will hopefully cut the waste and fraud that we've seen in the welfare system. We need to stop those that abuse the system for their own gain. However, we need to also protect those that truly are needy and need the welfare system to make ends meet. So it's a balance. We need to make sure that those who are found to defraud the system, that they're held accountable and they're punished for that and they're removed from the system. That'll include some random drug testing, some other things that will be happening in the welfare system, and more accountability.
Also, of course, constituent service is always really important, and you are offering some new services in terms of getting out there and reaching people that otherwise might not be able to get by the office. What's going on here?
It's a very large rural district, the 147th. We just moved our legislative office to Red Hill. We're going to, in the very near future, offer satellite offices around the 147th. We'll probably offer a few hours each month in various locations throughout the 147th, probably in the north, east, south, and west part of our district. And they can check our website in the very near future to check when those hours will be available. And we'll be promoting it in the local media as well.
And in terms of websites, where can people find you on the web and what kind of information might they be able to get there?
At reptopol.com, you can find all information on constituent services, our hours, our phone number, our contact information, and information on LIHEAP and energy assistance, on student aid assistance, and anything that comes up along the way. We try to post it there, and we also put it on Facebook, to facebook.com/reptopol, for more information on any of this or on future initiatives.
Representative Topol, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next week at this time for a legislative report with your state representative, Marcy Topol.